Hello, Kulubar. Kim speaking? I'm good, Ken. How are you? Right. You're talking about the new ones regarding the home care packages? Yeah, so they're not bringing them in until November, and you are on what is considered a grandfather package. So you should not be affected. Yeah, grandfather package. So anybody who's had their package in place before September last year, so you should not be affected. Okay, you don't need to go and spend your money. That's what everyone's worrying about. You do not need to go and spend your money. That stays with you. That's because that's the way the government's going to insist on it being charged. But that's only for home care. I don't know if it's going to benefit you in any other way at all, actually. I didn't call you actually, but I'm just saying, you and I both have the same issue with the finance and that, Ken. I just wish all of it was fortnightly for everybody. I heard that you had wanted a meeting with her. We were all sitting on the edge of our seats waiting to be told off for something, but nothing's arrived yet, so I'm still waiting. Oh, good. Excellent. Be nice to have that shit in writing, though. Right. Right. Is that what Amanda said? Is that it's a monthly payment? No. I think also your vision impairment should be mentioned, Ken. Oh. Amanda. Right. Well, you either are or you aren't, Ken. You either are or you aren't. So it's gonna be one or the other, not maybe. All right. Yeah, no, I'm not disputing that, Ken. I like you know that I have I think that all clients should be on a fortnightly thing because that's how your pension's paid. For most of you. But that's neither side. I don't do finance, so I don't there may be legitimate reasons why it's done that way, but yeah, the practicality for clients I find is probably challenging. My advice though, Ken, is I would listen to what the finance team says, listen to everything, say I would like, yep, and say I want it in writing and just see how it goes from there, and then to go away and reflect on it and see how you can formulate a response that, yep, to cover the rent. I would definitely be querying that. No, you definitely need to query that, Ken. No, that's fine, Ken. I actually have to come and see you and do your 6 month review in the next few weeks. So, I'll be popping over to see you in any way. Do you have a preference though? Do you have a preference for a time and day? No? All right. When's your meeting with finance? Okay. Well, how about we wait until you've had, if it's in the next couple of weeks, you've heard from them, and then I'll book in your review and we can also chat a bit more about if there's been any results. Oh no, you need to follow it through. Absolutely, you do. Yeah, well, that's important. You need to know that. They might be able to do a bit of an audit for you, Ken, as well, to see when it's being paid as well, and have a running tally for you. It wouldn't probably hurt to have that. Maybe. But I think you, like I said, Ken, you need to have it in writing, and I think it'd probably be good if you had a running tally of what you've actually paid. Nah, all good, Ken. I will be speaking to you in the next couple of weeks and we'll book in a review, okay? Okay, you take care and enjoy your day. I will. I'm not on call this weekend, Ken, so that's a good day. Next weekend will be a different story. All right, take care. Bye.